Okay, next patient we're going to do together is Arsenio, A-R-C-E-N-I-O. First name, last name is Davila, D-A-V-I-L-L-A, Davila. Let's see. This is a, let me tell you. Sixty-five-year-old gentleman with a history of gallbladder cancer, moderately differentiated adenocarcinoma with cholangiocarcinoma, period. Patient was started on capecitabine, 500 milligram, 2 tablets twice a day. Patient was originally from El Salvador and was waiting for his residency and Medicare to kick in, period. this was going back in early 2022. This initially occurred in March of 2022. In the summer of 2022, he was found to have a 5x5x3 centimeter mass in the gallbladder fossa, consistent with recurrent carcinoma. Patient subsequently was started on chemotherapy with with good response initially. Patient had a bout of thrombocytopenia, weakness, some nausea and vomiting. By the end of 2022, or beginning of 2023, patient has received both chemo and radiation and immunotherapy with GEMZAR/cisplatin, CISPLATIN, with marginal results. The MRI, recent MRI in February of this year showed infiltration of the duodenum with duodenal obstruction. Patient underwent ERCP, which failed. Patient is now having increased pain. He's becoming more obtunded, more confused, severe weight loss, protein calorie malnutrition. Also developed the beginning of end of February of this month, developed hematuria. Nephrostomy tube was placed along with nephrostomy was placed, and subsequent workup was consistent with duodenal structure and urethral ureter obstruction secondary to duodenal mass. Patient developed E. coli sepsis, which has further worsened his current status, leukocytosis. Patient and family have now decided against any further chemotherapy and or radiation therapy. He is anemic. His H&H is 6 and 25. He has albumin of 2.8 and total protein of 5.1, consistent with protein calorie malnutrition. Patient recent PET scan shows worsening of his cancer and progression of his disease. The patient and family have not decided against any type of further therapy, and patient has been placed on hospice because of severe weakness, anemia, protein, calorie, malnutrition, significant weight loss, and worsening cancer. KPS score is at 40%, and patient is expected to live less than 6 months. Thank you.